Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. In the last Friday episode, I talked about the value of your presentation skills, how you can become a better presenter. I talked about the 5 questions that you need to become a better presenter. And by the way, I also talked about the opportunity for you to submit an abstract to the Effective Statistician Conference and present your work there. You can present something that you have already presented somewhere else so that you can reach a wider audience. Timeline for the abstract submission is mid-September, so act now and submit your abstract to a conference at theeffectivestatistician.com. And if you get accepted, we just look for quality. We don't have an upper limit in terms of abstracts we can take on the conference. You get the whole conference for free. So do it now. And yes, you can present something, as I said, that you already have done. Now let's talk about presentation skills. There's 3 areas that you need to touch on whenever you present, actually whenever you communicate. And these 3 areas are really old. Logos, ethos, and pathos. Yeah, even in Greece before Christ, yeah, thousands of years ago, people needed to convince other people, yeah, especially in the very early democratic country. They needed to persuade others. They can't just command others. So Greek philosophers have thought about how do they actually convince others. And it is still the same today because we are still more or less the same people, although a couple of thousand years older. And yeah, we now have PowerPoint. But this has nothing to do with PowerPoint. And I will talk about a couple of things around PowerPoint in the next Friday episode. So yeah, this is a little bit of a presentation stream. So the 3 things that you need to think about when you present or when you communicate: ethos, logos, and pathos. Okay, let's start with logos. That is the most easiest one. Yeah. Logos is about the facts, the arguments, the data, the evidence, all these things that you have to convince your audience, your key decision makers, yeah, the people we talked about in last week's Friday episode. And here, obviously, we have a big strength. Yeah? We can pull on the data that we have, we can show the statistical theory, we can show experiences that other people had with that theory, we can show numbers, we can show data, we can show all kind of different things. And of course, yeah, show them, yeah, visuals, not tables. That is the easy part, yeah, so logical arguments. The problem is, this is also the weakest part. There are 2 other parts, the ethos and the pathos, that are actually more important. Let's speak about ethos. Ethos is actually a lot about your credibility. Why should anybody listen to you? Why do? Should I, as a decision maker, trust you? And you might think like, yeah, because I'm a statistician and I know a lot about these things. Well, it is not so much about what you think about you. It's what the decision makers think about you. And here you can do a lot of things so that you increase your credibility. And interestingly, it already starts with how you appear physically. Yeah, even in virtual settings, you hopefully have your camera on, and how you come across there makes a big difference. How do you dress? Yeah, you might think like, oh, does that really matter? It does matter. You know, if you want to impress someone that you're dating, well, of course you dress appropriately. Yeah, you dress to impress. Yes. Same is in work. Yeah, if you show up with your Hawaii shirt, well, that tells a story about you. And if you are watching this on video, you can see how I dress. It's not just kind of a Hawaii shirt or whatever. I always try to wear something that is appropriate. Of course, you can bring your own style into it. The important thing is it needs to be appropriate from the audience perspective. Also, what kind of messages do you send with your body? Do you appear to be confident? Do you stand up straight? Do you look straight? Do you look into the eyes? What about your voice? Is it shaking? Or is it too soft? Or is it too loud? Or is it too fast? Your whole presence should portray confidence and credibility so that people believe you. Now, there's, of course, a lot of other things you can do from a credibility point of view. Of course, you can show your title, your credentials, and maybe you can weave in what you have done that matters for the presentation in the past about it, or who you have helped in the past. Yeah, a little bit of name dropping here and there actually helps. Yeah, so if you can think, oh yeah, recently talked with this stats guru from the FDA about exactly this topic, and he completely sees my point and is very, very supportive. Might help if it is about this topic in your presentation. Of course, needs to be relevant. You can also build a lot about your credibility before you actually present. So, what do people know about you before? They check you on LinkedIn. Will they check you on your company internal kind of LinkedIn, where you have your picture and things like this? What have they heard about you? And this is all about your brand, and I will talk about this in a future episode. So, in your presentation, you need to speak to your credibility. Okay. Now, if people see you as credible and you have all the logic on your side, there's one other thing that is also super important, because you need to understand that people act mostly on emotion. Yes, we all think like we are logical thinkers and most of our decisions are based on logic. Welcome to reality. This is not the truth. The vast majority of all decisions we make from an emotional point of view, even in business, maybe especially in business. So you need to appeal to the emotions of the decision maker, of the audience. Make them feel what you're talking about. The best way to actually do this is to tell stories. And I will talk about a couple of other things, how you can do that in next week's episode. You need to create an emotional reaction within your audience, within your decision makers. They need to feel the pain, so to say, about the problem or the potential missed opportunity. They need to feel the excitement in terms of what they can get out of it. Yeah, speak to what's in it for them. What will they personally get from it? Yeah, maybe you can speak about that between the lines. That always depends on the culture and the specific topic you're talking about. But appeal to the emotions. Very often it can also be, this is the right for patients. This is the right thing to do for patients. And if you have an audience And hopefully you do have an audience that cares about patients. Otherwise, maybe you're in the wrong room or in the wrong company or the wrong organization. If you're listening to this podcast, I think it's all about making the right decisions for patients. You can speak to how that will affect the patients. Lots of stories to tell about patients, and this can create emotions. Or the bigger picture is also another way you can speak about emotions. In the leadership program that Gary and I do for many years, we speak about this quite a lot. And we have it very, very early in our program because it is so fundamental. And it kind of is like a recurring stream throughout the program. And touching the emotions of your counterparts is super important. Now you think like, really emotions? Yes, really emotions. Emotions are your friend, not your fault. And be aware, we are emotional creatures. So leverage these emotions. Last thing, of course, you might think like, are really emotions, but isn't this then manipulation? Well, whether it's manipulation or leadership really depends on your value, on your goal, and how these align with your audience's values and goals. And I very, very much hope that all the people that listen to this podcast have the right values for the benefit of patients. Okay. You can see I hopefully touched your emotions here a little bit as well. So, as a summary, you need to talk to logic, the facts, the arguments, because that is always, of course, needed. You need to talk to the emotional side of things. You need to make people feel something. And last, people need to believe in you. They need to understand that you are credible. So if you touch on these three things in your presentation, actually in any communication, this will make a huge difference overall, and it will make you a better presenter, a better communicator, and actually a better statistician, data scientist, or any other quantitative scientist that may listen to this podcast. Last thing, I said it already at the start, you still have some time to submit your abstract to the Effective Statistician Conference. Please do so. Just send it to conference@theeffectivestatistician.com. And I am very, very much looking forward to seeing your presentation at the conference in November. And by the way, you can actually pre-record it to make it super safe. So send your abstract to conference@theeffectivestatistician.com.